There's a new memorial on the Chicago Riverwalk that pays tribute to a link between the city and World War II submarines. WBEZ's Marley Arechiga reports.
28 submarines were built in Manitowoc, Wisconsin during World War II. From there, they traveled down Lake Michigan, through the Chicago River, down the Mississippi River, to the Gulf of Mexico, through the Panama Canal, until finally reaching the Pacific Ocean.
I think it's a surprise because we're far from both oceans, and who would think that we would build warships on Lake Michigan? But we did.
That's Chris Gaines of Aurora. He's a Vietnam War submarine veteran and part of the vets group Crash Dive Base. At an event Gaines attended in 2010, a World War II submarine veteran challenged the audience to do something to remember the attack on Pearl Harbor. Enter Crash Dive Base and another submarine veterans group, USS Chicago Base. The two veteran groups announced in 2014 that they would raise $250,000 to build a memorial on the Chicago Riverwalk. They'd honor not just Pearl Harbor, but all U.S. submariners.
Our vision was to make a small plaque to the 28 submarines built in Manitowoc, Wisconsin during the war. We showed it to the city and they said, "That's nice, can you do something bigger?"
Today, the memorial includes a replica of a submarine bulkhead with a watertight door salvaged from a USS Trout submarine built in the 1950s. The bulkhead is flanked by a flagpole and surrounded by stone pavers that list the names of submarine veterans. Visitors can sit on bench seats made of teak wood like that on the decks of submarines built in World War II. On the bulkhead, there's an image of a submarine passing under a raised bridge on the Chicago River.
I believe that's the Lagardo at sea that we photoshopped onto an image of the open spans of the Lakeshore Drive Bridge. It's a little misleading, but it actually happened with each of the 28 boats.
Bob Krotzdrunk of Lake Barrington is a 94-year-old World War II submarine veteran in the Crash Dive Base group. He says the memorial pays tribute to a part of history that some submariners haven't discussed much.
It's too bad people didn't know more, but we were the silent service and didn't rant and rave about everything that we did.
Gaines hopes the memorial educates the public about the role the Midwest played in wartime submarining. The memorial is on the Riverwalk, just east of the North Columbus Drive Bridge. A dedication ceremony will be held at the site at 11 a.m. Saturday. Marley Arechiga, WBEZ News.